What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Big Bait Saga's Big Bait Podcast. This is going to be episode number 15. Now, the whole concept and idea of this type of episode is, you can probably hear it in the background right now, is sitting in my truck and talking about what I'm going to be doing on any given day going to the lake. This series is going to involve my thought processes for each given day and what my game plan kind of is. I'm still not going to try to reveal too much information. It's not like I know like lake record information, but at the same time, I've worked very hard to find certain things out about this lake and just some specific topics I'm probably not going to get into, but basic fundamentals I'll probably get into of what I'm doing day by day. And the reason I'm starting this up is because the trout stocks are coming up and that chance of catching a once-in-a-lifetime fish is just going to grow and grow as we get deeper into the trout stocking season. Now, the lake that I fish does not have trout right now and has not gotten a trout stock yet, but in my mind, that is actually beneficial to my current bite that I'm on, simply because the trout don't act as a distraction to the baits that I'm using. And I feel like once the trout are there, they have something really strong to compare to. For instance, like a bass, obviously when they see a live trout, that looks a heck of a lot different than your bait. And also the amount of prey items that are available to be fed upon are not as high right now. Even though the temperatures are dropping and that feeding situation is kind of growing more and more, that fall feed, I just feel as though before those trout get stocked that it's a slightly better chance to target certain fish, simply because the amount of forage out there is not as high as it will be when these trout get stocked. So, going back into the premise of this episode, these episodes are going to be filmed in my truck. There might be some background noise. They are also going to be maybe 10 to 15 minutes long. They're not going to be super long because the lake's only like 10, 15 minutes away from my house. These are also going to be filmed at like 4 a.m. So 4 a.m. So just keep that in mind. I'm probably going to repeat myself a lot. I'm probably going to ramble, but whatever. This is just kind of like a catalog of what it truly takes and what the mindset truly is when you're specifically targeting your fish of a lifetime. I'm not talking about a world record class fish. I'm talking about your personal best fish. And for me right now, that'll be a teener largemouth bass. I'd be content right now, not content, like I wouldn't be complacent, but I'd be pretty happy right now to catch a teener class fish. But obviously my end goal is to catch the lake record for this particular lake. But I mean, you can't really jump too far ahead of yourself. It's not like I know all the pieces to the puzzle. I know that analogy is used a lot and I don't really like that analogy, but it's not like I know everything that I need to know about this lake yet. I have learned a lot about it in the past several years, but when it comes down to tracing truly trophy class fish, I've really not learned a lot yet. I've been kind of stuck recently in that 5 to 7 pound range, and I haven't really been able to break 9 pounds. I haven't caught a fish 9 pounds this year. 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's really like where I've been at. And I mean, for a lot of people, that's still a really good fish, and I don't get me wrong, I don't take that kind of fish for granted, but really what I'm truly honestly after is a teen class fish. And this series, Talking in My Truck, is going to be documenting my journey on that goal. So to start off, today is like the 23rd, I think it is. It's October 23rd. We still haven't got any trout, like I've said. My whole game plan for today, even though I said I'm mostly focused on largemouth, is to focus on striper early in the morning, simply because I know where they're boiling, I know where they're at, and I know that they will be chewing. And who doesn't like to catch a fish, especially when you can see them eat off the surface? That's just cooler than heck. And it is, I believe, a half moon, which means it'll kind of be kind of brighter. So they might, bass might be a little shallower in the mornings, but odds are they'll probably go a little deeper during slash throughout the day, simply because that moon is kind of still bright, or it should be. I haven't really looked up in the sky, so I don't see where it's at, but that's kind of my philosophy on that. So early in the morning, for like the first 30 minutes to an hour, I'm going to be targeting striper. After that, I'm going to be transitioning into largemouth. I'm going to be targeting them with a glide bait. And I'm going to be fishing in specific areas, because I've noticed that these bass are situating in areas that I wouldn't normally fish during the trout season, probably. But I don't know. It's kind of weird, the setup that we have right now. There's a lot of minnows, like silverside type minnows, and they're busting on around the bank. And so it's kind of just like they're just scattered around feeding on small forage. So being able to trick them into a big bait right now is kind of like not the ideal situation. And I hate to be that guy that talks about conventional, but the best choice, to be honest, would be switching over to a conventional technique right now, although that's not what I'm going to do. My plan is to just fish a glide bait in and around trees, hit some key features that I've kind of developed a milk run on, and go from there. I might or might not stay later today. And I know a lot of this information is kind of being vague. This series is not meant to be a detailed description about every single spot I have on this lake, because a lot of people know exactly where I fish. A lot of people will just hit up the spots that I'm talking about, and it's not, like I said in the beginning, it's not like I know it all. It's not like I know what I'm doing 100%, but just for somebody to come in and get everything you've worked on for the past couple years for free is kind of just very off-putting. So I'm not going to be releasing like super detailed information. This series is mainly just to give like a rough outline of what I'm doing to put myself in a position to catch a teen classed fish. So what I do every single day too, like I've said in previous episodes, I re-spool every single day. This season I'm going to play around with a lot lighter line and a lot more inexpensive baits. The reason for that is with the more inexpensive bait, I can put it in areas that I will not be afraid to lose it. So that's what I kind of have tied on right now, is pretty light line. I do have a $100+ bait, but honestly, who cares? The bait's meant to be a tool put in a position to catch me fish. And if I lose it, I lose it. But that's kind of where I'm at. Every single day I've been waking up at like 3 a.m., leaving at 4 a.m. to come out here and fish. I've only got 4 or 5 baits in my bag, if that. I might even have less. I gotta think about that real quick. Yeah, I don't really carry a lot of baits. You see a lot of this going on right now with collections, and it blows my mind. This is just like a side little rant. It blows my mind to see how many people have collections of baits, and they have goals to get collections of a particular bait made by a particular maker, yet none of those baits have rash on them. None of those baits, they've really fished. They're buying into them because of the hype. And that's just something that I don't really agree with or know, fully understand. I used to be like that kind of in the past, where I would want all the latest and greatest baits out there, all the legendary baits. But to be honest, once you really get into this and you're really into it for the right reasons, especially if you're looking just to catch your personal best, or to target a trophy class fish, you'll quickly realize that all those baits and all, like, having every single one of every single bait out there really is just detrimental to your fishing. At the end of the day, I don't believe bait selection is a super giant deal when it comes to targeting these trophy fish. I believe what is way bigger of a deal is knowing where they live. So, not saying a bass lives in one area and it never moves its whole life, but what I'm saying is, if you learn the details of the lake you fish, where these points taper down to, what the bottom contour is made of, where the key features are on the lake, what structure lays on those key features of the lake that sets them up in a position to be in the perfect ambush spot, all that kind of information is way more important being in the right place at the right time, making the right casts at the right angles, all that is way more important than your bait selection. You could have on a Piz Riot versus a Triple Trout. I think the Piz Riot is like that three-piece bait. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but you could have like a Piz Riot, a Triple Trout, or a Black Dog Tail Wagger. All three of those baits are virtually the same. Yes, they do have their nuances that are subtly different, but you could have each of those baits tied on, and if you're fishing that bait in the perfect situation, in the perfect scenario, you're gonna get bit. At the end of the day, what is that? Was it that bait that caught you that fish, or was it your knowledge based on the spots you're fishing and your casts that you need to be making? It was definitely not the bait. So this season, I kind of just want to emphasize that to people. Focus less on the bait you're fishing and more on the spots and the angles and the structures and the elements, key features you're fishing, etc. I know that sounds like just what everybody kind of says, but not a lot of people do that. And it's apparent when you hop on Facebook and you just see bait collections after bait collections, or you'll see the same guys saying that they're going on a trophy hunt, or they're looking for their PB, and they're like hoping I hang my PB on this bait, and they've got like 10 of those baits and they're all brand new, and they claim to be fishing them hard, yet they don't have any rash. It's just like, I feel like people like that are just more in it for the collector sense. And deep down inside, maybe, yeah, they do want to catch a trophy class fish, but they view it more as like a fluke occurrence. Like, you just show up in one day because you're using that bait, you're going to catch them. That's just not how it works. You need to do a lot of homework when it comes to these big fish. A lot of studying. A lot of times I've even gone to the lake and I haven't even made a cast in an area. I've just studied it for 20, 30 minutes without even making a cast. Just stuff like that is what it takes to truly target the if you're really after a PB, that's truly what it takes. What else am I going to be doing this season? This season I might be trying to distance myself from a lot of the shoreline people. I am I'm like exclusively a shoreline angler. So one of my tactics this year is going to be trying to distance myself from people as much as possible. A lot of people might think, hey, you want to stay near the ramp where they stock all the trout. Yeah, that's true, but there's also bass that I believe hold in certain areas that are not close to that ramp. And those trout do migrate for miles around the shoreline. And those bass will still eat those trout in the same way they'll eat them close to the ramp. It's not going to make a difference. So that's going to be one of the things that I'm going to be focusing on. What else? Terminal tackle. In the past, I've kind of slacked and just used scrap split rings that I've had laying around, or scrap hooks, mismatched hooks. I'm really going to be focusing on using the right terminal tackle. Not that I haven't been using the right terminal tackle. It's not been my key focus. For instance, I have like a select few baits that I fish on the regular, and there's some baits that have their time and place that I do cycle in based on if it's the time or place for those baits, and I don't necessarily have them set up properly, so I'm going to be focusing on tuning those baits and setting them up properly for the scenarios that I'm going to be putting them in. What else? I can't really think of much else this episode. This episode is mainly just an introductory episode to what I'm going to be doing this season to better my chances at catching my PB. I know this kind of episode was all over the place, and forgive me for that, but these kind of episodes, these in the truck, sit down and drive type episodes, are not going to be very structured. They're going to be like this. Let me know if you guys like these kind of formats, and if you'd like to see more of it in the future. If so, I might start doing these on my day-to-day trips to the lake, especially when that trout stock comes around and I have a lot to say about what's going on and how the trout are reacting, how the fish are reacting to the trout, or stuff like that, or maybe certain situations or current events that are happening. Who knows? I'll just use this kind of like as my rambling type of episode. Anyways, if you guys enjoyed it, please leave a like, share it, share the link with your Facebook groups, share it to your friends, let people know about it. I'm really trying to do something positive with this podcast and just spread positivity in the community. And yeah, man. So thank you guys for watching, and until next time, later.